Is high, it is far, it is gone to win the game.
The Mets are on their way back.
World champions for the 27th time.
Home plate for all things Major League Baseball. This is the Nosebleeds Podcast on WFUV Sports.
Welcome in to Nosebleeds, WFUV's best and only baseball podcast. I'm Griffin Stevenson, joined by my two lovely co-hosts, George Fugatakis and Luis Andrade. Baseball season is looking like it's, well, it's not looking like it is coming to a close, the regular season that is. Every team going into their final series, and in one league, the National League, it kind of looks like things are finally taking shape, and then in the other, the American League, things are kind of all over the place. It's like National League versus American League subplot is a crazy difference. A lot of teams fighting for not only wild cards, but divisions as well. I think for today's episode, we're going to talk mainly about Mets, Yankees, Mariners, probably get into some MVP talks. Kurt's behind the board, I know, and Kurt thinks that Kyle Raleigh is MVP. And honestly, I think they might give it to him because he hit 60 home runs. And honestly, wait, Kurt, stay back there. Stay back there. Hold on. Oh, okay, he's coming in.
Oh, boy.
I'm just going to say this quickly. He's going to break Judge's record, and you're just going to not say anything.
So, do you know
and
what I was
going to eat the hottest
chicken? No,
chip
what I was about to say, if anyone's listening, it's because Judge only hit 62 because they didn't pitch to him for the last month.
Yeah.
They still pitch at Cal Raleigh because he batted 180 for the last 3 months, and then he's been batting 240 overall in the season,
cooking,
and they pitch and they pitch to those guys.
Overrated.
You know what's really funny? He's gonna break Judge's record, and the Yankee fans are gonna cry in the Bronx. Awesome.
Could you guys agree that the MVP is the player who provides their team the most amount of wins?
And I think Cal Raleigh has provided his team the most amount of wins.
Thank God, baseball has a stat that literally measures who provides their teams the most
providing
wins.
Providing war, that's great. I think he has provided his team the most amount of wins.
Judge leads him by two.
It's okay.
Two games.
I think Kyle Raleigh, if you take him off the team, they're just not as good. They probably lose. They might not even be in the playoffs. It's the first time that maybe a catcher has done this, let alone. Second, this is the last time that the Mariners won their division. I believe Ichiro was a rookie. So 2004?
One,
2001.
Oh man, that's
so. There you go.
That Mariners team was amazing. I wonder what happened to them. I wonder what happened to that Mariners team in the playoff.
Dude, that was years ago.
Kurt, that was an all-time Mariners team.
Have a good night, everybody.
That was like a generational Mariners team. I think they broke the regular season win total at the time. What happened to them in the playoffs? Yeah, Kurt's out because they got smacked by the Yankees. I don't know. Okay, let's just start talking about that. I'm curious. Hear your opinions. Aaron Judge should be the MVP.
For sure.
You can't hit 180 over the summer.
He leads in every major stat except home runs.
With less at bats than Cal Raleigh. Simple as that.
When you look at it as a whole piece, Judge is 95% of the pie. Home runs is the last.
He is. And Kurt had that argument that if they take away Kyle Raleigh from that team, that Mariners team is not a playoff. Same thing with the Yankees.
That's also a lie. I would dare to say
the gap for the Mariners without Kyle Raleigh is much smaller than the gap for the Yankees without Aaron Judge. I think the Mariners still have guys like Julio Rodriguez, Eugenio Suarez. They also have probably one of, if not the best rotation that baseball's ever seen.
The best rotation baseball's ever seen.
So I don't know. I think there's a fair amount you could say. Unfortunately, I do think with the storyline and the fact that he did hit 60 home runs, a part of me is nervous that they're going to find a way
to give it to the same thing with Judge.
And Jose Altuve in 2017.
Yeah. They didn't give it to it because homers.
It's
going to
be voter fatigue, though, at the end of the day. That's as simple as that.
I
agree with that.
I also hate when they don't announce the award until after the playoffs because I do think no matter as much as they say it doesn't affect.
It does. It just does.
It's impossible for it not to be a little bit in the back of the voters' minds.
Definitely.
So, I don't know. But let's talk about the Yankees then. 91-68.
They are tied with Toronto
for the American League East. Toronto has the tiebreaker. They have the same record. Yankees going into a series against the Orioles. Toronto going into a series against the Blue Jays. Toronto wins out. They win the division. If the Yankees win out and Toronto drops one, they win the division. What do you guys think is going to happen in this one? George, I'll start with you.
Well, the Jays have been playing some interesting baseball recently. They've been struggling as of late. going, losing two out of three of their last three series, but then they also smacked the Orioles. But they've been struggling recently. They're playing the Rays, who aren't the best. They aren't the best team this year. They were struggling for a hot second. And I could see the Jays winning, but with the rate of baseball they've been playing, I could also see them losing. And their games have not been, majority of them haven't been close. They lost 20-1 against the Royals. They lost 7-20 against the Red Sox two nights ago. 4-1. They're not close games. They're stretched out, and it's either they get off to a hot start and they hold it, or they lose the game in the end, essentially.
Like George said at the beginning of the show, Blue Jays are playing bad baseball. Yankees, good baseball. And we really got to see if the Yankees can heat up and keep the momentum going, especially against a very essential game tonight. They're playing Will Warren, he's been very inconsistent. I'm really nervous every time he's on the mound, but he has held his own in previous games. But they're playing against Rodgers with a 1.35 ERA and a 9-2 win.
Taylor Rodgers is nasty.
Yeah. Okay.
It's nasty.
What do you guys think about then, like, how big do you think winning the division is for the Yankees? Because either way, it's basically you either play the Red Sox in the wild card or you play the winner of the Red Sox and the Blue Jays. Honestly, with the way baseball works a lot of the times in the playoffs, it's about who's hot. And I weirdly think that I would rather the Yankees go into a Blue Jay series having just won a big rivalry wild card series against the Red Sox than I would.
I would also prefer their pitchers to be fresh.
True. True.
Yeah, especially with the starting rotation, it's been proven
to
be weak.
That's my thing.
Yeah.
Like we might have to throw our best guys out on game 162, but I would rather I still have the extra couple days of rest.
True. I think if the Yankees play the Red Sox, hot take, winner of that series wins the American League. I don't have the Blue Jays. But, no, the Yankees, listen, the Yankees are a team that I think will go to the World Series, honestly. I think because the pitching has been so-so, but they've been pretty good at hitting. Also, Anthony Volpe's had his struggles throughout the season, for sure, but Anthony Volpe does turn it on in the playoffs. Giancarlo Stanton's a guy that we know turns it on in the playoffs. And then Judge has yet to really turn it on in the playoffs. This could be the year that Judge...
I think so. He has
Judge, and if Judge turns it on, there's nothing stopping the Yankees from winning the American League, in my opinion. I think...
I agree wholeheartedly. Yeah.
And I think that the biggest competition, like you said, is the Boston Red Sox. I'm looking at the lineup. The Mariners, even though they have a strong team, I don't think they really can stand up with the Yankees offense. And
but the problem with the Mariners is my thing with playoff baseball is it all comes down to pitching. That's my thing. And the Mariners have, you have Logan Gilbert as your fourth starter. There's a big problem there.
Yeah, that's true.
To be honest with you, George, at that point, you also got to think of, like, what are the chances of us meeting? Best chance scenario for the Yankees, I say we meet them in the CS. But you got to look at these other teams. Cleveland, Detroit.
Cleveland's a joke. Don't get me started on Cleveland.
We own Cleveland.
No,
we
Cleveland
all know.
Is fake.
It's not a real place.
Not a real place.
The Jays, I think, I know this might be a controversial take, but I think they're frauds.
They are frauds.
And they're proving it right now as they're choking the league. And I really think most years the Yankees have a stigma and like a stereotype of falling apart in the final run in August and September and into October. They fall apart and they're known for that. But we're kind of beating that stereotype. We're finally playing good baseball in the final stretch, and I think we can carry that into the
I mean, dude, series. They're, yeah, the only thing, you're right, the Mariners' rotation is Logan Gilbert, Luis Castillo, Brian Wu, and then George Kirby, and realistically,
if you have any one of those guys as your fourth starter, it's insane.
Which means realistically, they're not on it, there's not going to be a game where one of those guys isn't starting, and they're all good enough to be a probably game one starter of a series, so that's crazy. However, I don't know. I think the Mariners, honestly.
Any of those pitchers on majority of the teams in baseball would be the first
I think
starter.
The Mariners are a next year team.
They are.
I think
they need one piece. They need one more piece.
I think they they're a team that really hasn't got a playoff series win in forever. And so I think what they need to do is win one series this year just to prove to themselves that they can do it. You know what I'm saying? And then I think that can set them up next year. But I don't know. They just can't hit. And I think.
I'm just worried J-Rod's going to get insanely warm. Randy. They have Randy.
Yeah. Randy, playoff demon.
Randy turns into, like, prime LeBron in the playoffs.
Also, Naylor kind of gets weird.
Josh Naylor.
Josh Naylor. Yeah.
People don't respect how good Jorge Polanco is at baseball. He is, ever since the leading up to the PED scandal, after the PED scandal, he's still a very good baseball player. They have Eugenio Suarez, who is a dog. He hits the ball harder than anyone I've ever seen.
Dude, are the Mariners legit? The more I think about it.
They might be.
Actually, that's kind of
legit. But one thing I will say to you, George, the Yankees own Josh Naylor and his
for sure.
The crybaby.
Yeah, not 100%.
No, I get that, but man, actually, they're
when
a team,
you think about it, their lineup on paper is really, really good.
I think it'll be Mariners Yankees ALCS,
which is going to be a great series.
Would be a great series.
Safeco is going to be packed
out. Back from the 90s too.
I think though, I mean, besides that, is there any other team in the American League you guys think can?
I'm only scared of the Mariners and the Red Sox. The only teams I'm actually scared of. And the Red Sox, they're short on Roman Anthony. So even then, like, I feel the Yankees on paper, because you know baseball, it's not known to be following the rules of like, oh, this team is better on paper. It's all about heat and momentum.
Yeah.
And if the Yankees can keep out this heat and momentum, I don't think. Those are the only teams I would be concerned for.
Yeah, I mean, Garrett Crochet is so good. That's why, but that...
Is he a Cy Young? This has got to be Scooble, right?
Yeah, it's got to be Scooble. I think with Crochet, though, the Red Sox, that's why, I honestly, maybe rather the Yankees... I mean, obviously, Yankees hopefully get the bye. Pitchers are fresh. But it's like three-game series is a lot scarier with Crochet than like a five-game series, in my opinion.
Yeah, I would say.
Well, I go back and forth on that because... He has bullpen experience. He could come out of the pen on like a game four and a clinch game. That's
you don't see that as often as you used to, though.
I know, but that's just how my mind works. Like I have an old baseball mind where you drag the ace out the
Randy
pen.
You're not seeing Randy Johnson coming out in the game seven.
That's where my mind goes with that because he's also willing to put himself out there.
Yeah, well, speaking of pen, the Yankees don't. They don't, which is. It's what killed them in the World Series. I mean, and honestly, that was the best their pen has looked probably.
It was
all season, but I mean, I think that last year came down to putting Nestor Cortez in there. It shouldn't.
That's a whole other can of beans right there.
Bang.
But I mean, I just find it hard to believe. Like, I think people weirdly are sleeping on the Yankees this postseason. I think the Yankees.
I think it's mostly because, like, the collapse and, like, people just, like, think of that collapse. But I think it's going to work for the Yankees because now they have something to prove to people.
This is kind of off topic, but are the Brewers legit? I can't tell.
We can talk about the National League.
I just can't tell. I love seeing Christian Yelich play great baseball, can't tell.
If they're going to ever prove to be legit, it has to be this year.
Yeah, they have the best
record
in the league.
Best record in baseball, they're going to win 100 games.
I still think the Phillies come out of the National League.
They can't, yeah. But you know what I mean.
I still think the Phillies come out of the National League.
I don't know.
Because it's not going to be the Dodgers. I'm sure about that. I think it's going to be the Padres or the Phillies. Although,
I think the Padres. I feel like it's this year.
I think it's the Padres year, too. I think the Padres, I don't know, that's such an exciting team. The culture and their surrounding their fan base is good, and they, except for last year, but they usually own the Dodgers in the postseason.
They do.
I can't believe it's 2025 and Christian Yelich is still hitting 30 home runs.
Off topic. George is the biggest.
I love Christian Yelich. I love Christian Yelich. He's my favorite player in baseball.
In love with him.
He's my favorite player in baseball.
Saturn happened a few years ago in that MVP.
He was
race.
Do you like dog. Christian Yelich on the Mariners? I mean, the Marlins.
Brewers Christian Yelich. I remember using his card in the show.
21?
Nah, he had a 40-40 club card in the show.
23, player of the month.
The 23 player of the month was good, too. They just released a new one this year. I haven't gotten to use him yet, but he's always been my favorite player in the show. I just love how he's very nonchalant, very quiet, not very loud and exuberant.
Yeah, I mean...
He literally goes in, does his job, and leaves, and he does it pretty good.
The Brewers are solely relying on momentum, though, which is a big part, and I just said, I might be hypocritical, I just said that like that's like the biggest part of the playoffs. However, it's momentum once you reach the playoffs, and I feel like sometimes...
Like the Mets last year.
I feel like sometimes you can have you can have too much momentum, where you have so much momentum that the moment you're moving... It's like you're moving so far forward that... It's like tug of war where the moment like someone like releases it, you fall forward instead, which means like I'm afraid that when the Brewers get punched in the mouth for the first time, like maybe they lose a bad game, it might mess with their whole mojo.
And on top of that, they have so many expectations. They have the best record in the league. Everyone's expecting them to succeed and like actually have a real run for once in the franchise's history. And that's like the weight of the entire franchise on your shoulders. And I feel like, what's going to be their failure, not only because you said like the momentum, the excess of momentum, but also the pressure. You have to live up to that moment, and I don't think they can live up to it.
Yeah, no. It's also like hate to bring it back to the Yankees last year again, World Series, but it's one of those moments, like in game one, I think Yankees choked that, and it's those moments where I think in the back of your mind, if you're a Yankee, you're like, everyone tells us we're like good against the bad teams and we can't show up when the games are tough. That's in the back of your mind, and I think the Brewers are going to deal with the same thing regarding that.
Yeah.
I mean, National League, we got to talk about the Mets, though. The Mets are having like a crazy up and down, like roller coaster season.
I feel bad for Curt. That's why he came into the booth. He was a little upset.
Yeah,
a little salty.
They'll win two, they'll lose two, they'll win two. They lost like seven in a row.
Eight
in a row. Yeah, they went nine out of ten. They lost 9 out of 10. It's
after winning like 14 in a row.
This team's not real. They're just not real.
They're in the same situation.
They're also relying on rookies.
Yeah, they're in the same situation as the Yankees and Blue Jays, just in a much more high stakes situation with the Reds. The Reds are down a game on them, but the Reds have the tiebreaker. So if the Mets drop one more game than the Reds going into the final series, then Reds are going to be in the playoffs.
Which doesn't sound real.
But however, I will say, Mets play the Marlins and the Reds play the Brewers.
That's going to be rough for the Reds, but the thing for the Mets is that they have lost games. They have dropped a lot of games to the Marlins.
Well, their fielding all of a sudden has gone down the toilet. Like
Soto.
Juan Soto didn't have an error all season, was approaching his first ever career year without an error. And then he has like two in back-to-back games. Like,
yeah, and they were pretty bad. They weren't like, oh, you know, I dropped the ball. Like, it was a bad mess up.
Bad timing, too.
I think that who was it against? Was it the Cubs? That comeback win against the Cubs a couple nights ago, I think, was big. I think that might have been the playoff.
In game one, yeah.
The playoff decider for that. I mean, the Brewers are the hottest team in baseball. It is a tough uphill battle for the Reds. But, yeah, you never know. The Mets could fall off. I mean, okay, let's say the Mets do make the playoffs. I weirdly feel like the Mets could do something against some of the teams in the National League. I think the Mets could beat the Dodgers.
I honestly think
Dodgers are an interesting team. Like every year you know they're going to be good, but you don't want them to be good. And if you're a betting man, it's tough to like bet against them.
Yeah, you know, it's that Mets magic, and on top of that, they have the playoff experience. You know, they just went into the NLCS last year. And the Dodgers are having that nagging injury bug. And actually, one thing I'll give the Dodgers.
They got Yamamoto pitching tonight, I'm pretty sure.
What's his name? The new pitcher. His name keeps on slipping my mind.
Sasaki?
Sasaki. They moved him to the bullpen recently. And I think that was a good move. He's actually been proving to that's a good spot for him. So I feel like I can agree with that. He's had a difficult year, especially with that. He got a lot of hate for having an emotional moment after having a bad start. But it's really complicated because the Dodgers have such a great upside, but also the Mets have a great upside. And I think anything could happen at the end of the day, but I'm leaning more towards the Dodgers with their experience in the World Series.
Yeah, what about I feel like no one's really talking about the Cubs.
The Cubs? I don't know.
Because Pico Armstrong is a generational fielder, but he just is overrated at the plate, I think.
He was having a great MVP season. He just fell off out of nowhere. But the thing, I have my nephew, he's a big Cubs fan. He's from Chicago. And he's telling me one major thing that their pitching is going to be the reason they lose. They just seem to have that major issue that's been nagging for them, not only before they even a playoff contender. Like, that's just been a constant issue. And I think that best they're going to be a division. They're going to lose in the division series.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like them against any of the big boys in the National League. I think even the Mets could probably win a series against them. It's unfortunate. But I don't know. I just feel like some teams you can feel it going into the playoffs, and I don't really feel it with them. But I think the Phillies.
Kyle Schwarber is insane, and he always plays well in the playoffs.
I also think
October, man.
I also think the Phillies are the one team that the Yankees couldn't beat in a World Series. I think the Yankees have a shot against any of the other NL teams, just like. But the Phillies are the one team that I'm like, no, they couldn't beat them, I don't think.
I don't know. Have they ever even had a series this season? I don't know.
Yeah, they did. Yankees played the Phillies in the summer. Let me pull up.
I think it's time Bryce Harper wins a ring.
Oof. You could say the same thing for Judge, though.
Yeah, Phillies won.
Not to the same extent as Bryce Harper. Yeah.
Phillies won that series 2-1 in
July. 2-1. So, I mean, like, honestly, on paper, yeah, the Phillies are going to sweep the Yankees. You know, they have the pitching. Zach Wheeler, Aaron Nola still kind of has it after kind of a rough season he's had. But, yeah, I would stand on that. They would lose to the Phillies.
The Phillies are a good team. They're always a good team.
They just got to stay consistent because that's what happened to them last year where the Mets upset
I love Trey Turner.
Trey Turner.
I love Trey Turner.
World Baseball Classic legend.
WBC legend.
I just want to point out that I just saw that now the odds are have officially have Cal Raleigh favored to win the American League MVP.
I saw that. But it's slight. It's like plus 110 or something.
It's like minus. No, it's like minus.
It's minus 110.
It's minus like 165 right now.
I don't know. I just think at the end of the day, Cal Raleigh wins. It's going to be voter fatigue. No one, anyone who actually knows what baseball is or like understands it
he's
would say that Cal Raleigh would be
better. He's better in pretty much every single hitting category. It's ridiculous. He's a better player.
He is a better. It's a shame to see that because it's the same thing happened with Jokic and Embiid a couple of years ago. And I know it's a different sport, but you know, it's the voter fatigue. You feel like here, damn, take it. Like kind of a reward.
No, it is. It's a very storyline driven.
Yeah, especially since the Mariners have been struggling to stay relevant these past couple of years, and they finally have this guy who can like be the face of their team and the face of the franchise.
They had that with J-Rod.
But J-Rod was never that good. He was never an MVP. He was never in the MVP conversation. Never.
He was for 1 year.
1 year, and then he got injured.
And then he fell off.
But exactly.
But they had the hype around him. They had all of it around him.
But he's proven not to be that kind of player. You know, he's a great player. He's a great guy. He's kind of like, I'm trying to think of an example. He's kind of the Trey Turner to like the Bryce Harper. You know.
Yeah, I like that.
He's
comp.
A great player. I would love him on my team.
That's good talks. I like that comp.
But he's not the face
30,
of the team.
32 home runs, 95 RBIs.
He's a great player. I would. J-Rod to the Yankees? Now we have too many outfielders.
Always find room for one more. Throw Cody at first.
Cody at first? No, we got to keep Paul. I like Goldie.
Goldie.
He's been doing great for the Yankees.
He's going to be gone after this year.
He's retiring, right? Yeah. He played great, though.
One last ride, potentially, mm-hmm. in the playoffs?
Possibly. Put it all on the line for Goldie.
Honestly,
he's going to retire a Diamondback, though. He's going to sign like a little one-day BS.
I feel like he's going to retire with the Cardinals. I feel like he would.
He won his first MVP with the Diamondbacks, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm not
did
too
he win,
sure
did
about
he win
that.
MVP there? Maybe.
I think he won. He's
a
won
dog.
A lot
he's a
Cardinals.
Dog, though.
He's a dog. But, yeah. How do we even get to this?
I don't even know.
We're talking about Paul Goldschmidt.
95% of the podcast that I'm on don't end up straying from what we were
I like it. We're just like yapping.
Yeah. It's
good.
It's like talking.
No,
around a campfire about baseball.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. You never just go out and just yap about baseball with your boys.
Remember the 3 a.m. talks?
Oh, God.
Well, one thing, we did not mention the Astros. Even though they lost the AL West.
Boo.
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 Oh, speaking of the Astros, before I even get to that, George Springer is such a crybaby. I don't want to hear a word he has to say about like, oh, The league is rigged. They want the Yankees to win. You are part of the biggest cheating scandal in MLB history, and you got outed for it, and you never publicly apologized for it.
Boo.
Well, it's also just like, dude, come on. It's like the 1 year you guys don't win the AL West. It's like, don't start crying.
He's also not on the Astros anymore.
No, he's not. He's not even. Not even.
Oh, yeah. Why are you? Yeah, he's like salty about about his old team not winning the AL West, which they've won every year.
George Springer is kind of a clown to me, but. You know, he's a great guy. He's been great for the Blue Jays.
Good baseball player.
He is, but I never respect him.
No,
for,
no,
and everyone part of that team, as a matter of fact. But the Astros, they still got a chance, right, to make the wild card?
Yeah.
Yes. Let me double check. Yes, they do. They're not. I know for a fact they're not mathematically eliminated. That's for sure.
But science says they're not making it.
Yeah. Well, you know, one big surprise, the Rangers, they put a good fight for like the postseason, and they just fell apart in the end.
Yeah, the Astros need the Tigers to continue their generational fall off and lose another game.
I can't believe the Guardians are winning the Central. This is some.
They win every year, but it won because it's not a good division. It's not a good division. Even like the Royals, come on. The
Royals should be way better than they are.
Oh, yeah, the Astros, it's tough because they need the Tigers to drop two games.
No, nope.
because the Tigers have the tiebreaker over the
Tigers
Astros.
Are playing the Red Sox though.
Yeah, but the
that could be interesting.
Astros play the Angels. Yeah, I mean, if the Red Sox take two.
I don't know. That's very interesting to see, like, all the little scenarios. You have to, like, oh, you have to win two games. You have to win one. This other team has to win for you.
I know it's just the Angels, but, I mean, hey, the Angels still don't like the Astros. I mean, it's still a divisional. It's like the same thing with the Marlins and the Mets. It's like the Marlins would love more than anything to Mets out of postseason contention.
That has happened in the past where a team that has nothing to lose, bottom of the barrel team, they've gone out and swept or like taken the series. Swept. Or taking the series just to, like, you know, get back at them, you know, like, you know, one last, like,
hoorah.
Yeah. I mean, you have to, if you're a Marlins fan, you have to hold on to anything that you get, you know?
Yeah. And Mike Trout might have a, you know, a good series. He's still playing or is he injured again?
No, he's playing. He just hit 400 the other day.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I saw, like, there's a clip of him, like, crashing out.
Question for you guys. Quick question. How do we feel about ABS?
Oof. Me? I like the human aspect of the game, not only because it brings funny moments, but also because, like, it brings integrity to the sport.
I'm an old head. You can imagine how I feel about that.
You're the same guy that crashed out over the Yankees' new policy.
100%. Oh, 110%.
But I think it's good for the sport, not because that it takes away the human part, but, like, the amount of mistakes that happened that have changed, like, series, games, and I've made, like, made seasons for people, or on teams, I mean.
Andres Galarraga's perfect game.
Exactly.
That's not ABS, but...
But that, you know, that's still, like...
It's a human aspect.
I feel like we need to... It's a good part of the game, but we need to limit it so mistakes like that don't happen.
But if a team goes perfect with their ABS calls, they could just do it every pitch. That's the problem.
Yeah. I feel like there needs to be a little...
That's my thing.
They need to be... You're right about that. I feel like they need to limit it.
This is the first step to complete robotic umpiring in MLB.
Yeah, I think it's going to be funny, though, when inevitably, like we've already seen Spencer Jones do in AAA, when... players call like really dumb challenges.
Yeah, didn't he? It was a pitch right down the gut.
Yeah,
and he called
it. And it's gonna happen because batters are
fraudulent.
Yeah, it's gonna happen. Because what they get two, each team gets two.
Each team gets two a game, but if it's right, you keep it.
Yeah, and the pitcher can call it too, right?
Yeah, pitcher can call it. Hitter can call it. Catcher can call it.
My question is, the MLB's on a roll with speeding up like game times, you know? And if
this is gonna slow
it
down,
if you get it right and then you get it back, it's like, dude. It's going to get to the point where...
I'm not
sure. This is like a...
It's going to put a lot of pressure on the umpires because it's going to, in real time, check the umpires and embarrass them. I think you're right, George. I think it is one step towards
automatic umpiring. That's my biggest fear.
Yeah.
I called my dad the second I found that, and he was like, what's happening to this game? Because baseball is dying in a way.
It has been dying.
It's been dying.
It's been proven.
That's why Manfred's trying to speed everything up.
Yeah, you know,
because they have faster sports like basketball, like football.
Yeah, it's not America's pastime anymore.
It's not.
Football
is really
not.
Yeah, and baseball's losing. It's falling out of touch with the younger generation.
And I think part of the time you're right. It was like the time aspect where the games are too long, and now they're kind of stepping backwards. And not only are they stepping backwards in
I
that aspect,
3 hour games. I did.
3 hours
I would,
games.
I was so happy going. If I was going to a game and it
going
was
to
zero
a game is
zero.
Different, though.
But I would watch it. I would watch it in my house. I'd watch it in my basement. I would sit in front of that TV. I would love watching pitchers duels. I'll happily watch a 2-1 game where the bullpen blows it. Like pitcher goes out, throws six scoreless, seven scoreless, and
the
then
thing you still see things like that constantly.
Not really.
Six or seven scoreless. Damn. Before we wrap up, really quickly, one last fun question. Let's all go around and give our World Series prediction. And I know the MLB isn't set, the playoffs aren't set yet, but I feel pretty confident saying that the teams that would squeak in potentially won't be making the World Series. Give me like an MVP and alongside your World Series prediction, playoff MVP. Luis, I'll start with you.
Playoff MVP. Oof. I'm going to go with, I'm trying to think. I would go with Bryce Harper. I feel like he's always been that guy in the playoffs, always clutch. Always has that dog, that swagger to him. And I'm not going to pick a winner, but I'm going to pick the final standings. It's obviously the Yankees.
100%.
And then I'm going to say the Phillies. Yeah. I'm going to say the Phillies.
That's a good prediction, George.
It's going to happen this year. I'm a Yankees fan, but Seattle needs to see a world championship. Seattle needs to see a ring.
Who are they playing?
They will be playing the Milwaukee Brewers.
And who's the MVP?
The MVP will be Julio Rodriguez or Jorge Polanco, one of the two of them.
Okay. This is like the craziest thing ever.
I foresee it.
Yeah. I think it's going to be Yankees, Padres, and I think the playoff MVP is going to be Manny Machado.
Manny?
Ho, ho, ho.
I think Fernando Tatis. I feel like he's
better.
Yeah,
but I just like Machado's a dog. Dude.
He is a dog.
He'll play really well if they play the Padres. That's all I know.
He would.
Yeah.
And he has like, he just has that, I don't know. He has that like character. He has like that grit to him. He's that chip on his shoulder. I really like it.
Yeah, I mean, he's a He's the first dude that's going to step up and like throw a punch if things start going down, for sure.
I know he's a very controversial character, but like, I like a player like that.
Exactly. And he can rake. So, but if not him, Tatis. But that'll wrap up this week's episodes of Nosebleeds. It was a good one. Thank you to my co-host, Luis Andrade, George Fugatakis. Thank you to the producer behind the board, Ethan Bess. I've been Griffin Stevenson. You've been listening to Nosebleeds. Remember, Nosebleeds is a production of WFUV Sports.